This is the Ryder and Lisa podcast.
Brought to you by Yegg Property Pros. Powered by Real Broker. Get a realtor who knows. Call the pros.
What era are you in right now?
For example, Ryan says, I'm in this era where I mentally want to do things, but physically absolutely do not want to or get them done. So we're calling that his best intentions era.
Yeah, intentions are good.
The intentions are good.
Era.
Carpenter Corey wrote, I'm either rocking strictly Kirkland signature comfy clothes or Carhartts. There's no in between. So Carpenter Corey's in his Kirkhartts era.
Okay, like that.
Yeah.
Dina says, I'm in my grind era. And I wrote back and said, at work or at home? And she said, both. Well, I don't know. Grinding at home, does that mean like on the couch?
Yeah, wait, what? Jesse says, I'm in my dad with young kids era. All my jeans are Costco and my Crocs have gone from a joke to my serious footwear. So you're in your Crocs era.
Or just dad era.
Dad era.
Yeah.
I like that. So yesterday I was about to leave the house. Ryder physically stopped me in my tracks and said, are you sure you want to go out like that? And I said, I'm just going to...
I didn't say it like that. I said, hey, do you want me to go and grab the stuff at the Shoppers that you need?
Yeah, I had to like send out some mail.
Yeah.
Grab two things. And I was tired and I still had a lot of work to do. So I think that was your intention to be like kind.
No, no. Oh. It was that I didn't want you leaving the house looking like that.
Oh, yeah.
For the show. Like, we're constantly promoting ourselves, right? We're walking billboards.
Yeah, I think it's relatable. I'm in my Adam Sandler era. I had sweatpants on that had bleach and mustard stains, an XXXL Slipknot t-shirt, sneakers that definitely had dog poop on them. It wasn't a good look.
And I like a winter jacket that was smaller than the t-shirt that you were wearing underneath, you know what I mean?
Good. Wasn't
like,
good.
The t-shirt was coming out.
Not proud of that moment, but I had things to do.
I chatted with three different people at the grocery store, listeners of the show.
So, gosh, you saved me.
Yeah, I did. What era are you in right now?
Mike just wrote in saying, I'm in my zero Fs given era. I love that.
Yeah, that's a good era to be in.
Oh, look, Liz, Shanna just said the same thing. Now that I'm in my 40s, it's so true how you're... Give a F's, just drift away.
I'm in my extra large blood pressure cuff era.
Yeah, you are. How often do you check your blood pressure? Are you like frequently sitting in that chair?
The last time I went to the doctor, she seemed kind of concerned about my blood pressure. So I got like an at-home kit.
Yeah.
And I was testing myself and turns out it wasn't that bad. I just get a little like anxious maybe before.
I think, yeah, everyone should get their blood pressure done at the beginning of their doctor's appointment, but like also halfway through once you're a little bit more relaxed when it's like actually legit. Everyone's anxious.
So I got mine taken, but then she said, oh, this is too tight is the problem.
Huh?
She put on the large blood pressure cuff and then took my blood pressure and she's like, oh, this is too tight. And so she gave me the XL. My pipes are big.
Oh,
so that's
you're jacked.
That's the era I'm in.
So you're in your Gaston era.
Is the arms are big, but I still need to get my blood pressure checked era. You know, like it's not going entirely well, but it's going pretty well.
What's a good character that can relate to?
Popeye.
Someone that's like, no, yeah. Somebody who's like jacked, but also you're like a little bit concerned because they always look
Like
they're about to explode.
Every WWE wrestler.
Exactly.
Like, is that guy actually healthy for a professional athlete? I don't know. Playing a little game here called, is there anything worse?
Yeah, and listen, obviously there are things worse
100%.
Than what people complain about, but we're just going to pretend, okay? You're allowed.
They're little things.
They're little things. Is there anything worse than, and there is, but actually, is there anything worse than when you say, is there anything worse than blank and someone's like, war?
Yeah. People are dying.
People are dying, Kim. And then you're like, yeah, I know, but I just wanted to vent a little
bit. Yeah. Okay. So here's mine. Is there anything worse? I experienced this morning. You know, when you wake up in the middle of the night and you're like, oh, I wonder what time it is. I wonder how many hours I have left to sleep. And it's almost exciting to look at your phone.
Because you're like, oh, it's going to be like 2 a.m.
Oh, imagine if like you look at it and you're like, it's only 12:30. What? I get to sleep for four hours
you
or whatever.
You literally like turn your back to your phone and you smile. Smile in the dark and like snuggle into your comforter.
So is there anything worse than when you have that moment and look at your phone and it's 1 minute before your alarm clock goes off?
Did that happen to you this morning?
Yes.
Okay, my turn. Is there anything worse than when you get in the bath and then you have to go to the bathroom?
Yeah, that's a bad one. Because then
it like triggers something in you and then you go, oh, come on. Then you got to get out, dry off.
Even shower. When you're in the shower and all of a sudden you're like, tummy grumbles, unless you're willing to waffle stomp.
I was just going to say, you look like a waffle stomper.
I don't look like a waffle stomper.
Yeah, you do.
Anyway, yeah. Or like for me, it's I realize, oh, I got to shave my head, but I forgot all my gear.
Oh, no.
So I have to get out of the shower soaking wet, go and grab my razor and my shaving cream.
All right. So hit us up with your is there anything worse than...
Finish the sentence. Is there anything worse than blank? And we're doing this in a lighthearted way.
Here's one from Mackenzie. Is there anything worse than banking on eating certain leftovers, thinking about them all day, to then come home and discover someone else in your family ate them? That is such a great answer, Mackenzie.
Yeah.
Is there anything worse? Here's one from Kyle. Than having to go to your backup coffee spot on the way to work.
Oof.
That is oddly relatable.
Is there anything worse than having your socks come off in your shoe, says Jen. Great answer.
Especially in elementary, when you'd go out for recess and you'd bundle up and you tuck in your snow pants into your snow boots and you running across the park. Sorry, not parking lot. That would be very dangerous.
Yeah. Where were you playing?
There's
not a lot of parks in St. Albert.
Running across the park and you can slowly feel it.
Yeah.
Falling down in your shoe is the worst.
Bobby says, is there anything worse than when you're super busy at work and you think a couple hours have gone by, but it's actually just 20 minutes? Ryan says, what about when you're driving and you think you're confident about where you're going, but somehow you end up somewhere entirely different? What do you got, Ben? Finish that thought.
Oh, yeah. No, I running this service van, I always think I know where I'm going. I'm like, oh, no, I can get there while driving. I know exactly where that is. And then somehow I'm on the other side of the river. Nowhere near where I need to be.
I find it interesting that you don't use your maps app on your phone.
Yeah, well, I'm busy lighting smoke. And, you know, I can't do everything while driving.
Also, when you there's something I think gratifying when you know where you're going and you don't use the map.
That's true.
Oh, that's the best.
Yeah.
Oh, look, I know where the mall is now for sure.
Other side of the river.
Jake Ryan just rolled into the studio to show us a text message he got while he was driving his daughter to school. The scams are alive and more terrifying than ever because they look so legit.
Looks legit. Like, I read it and was like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. They're starting to text people when they have a speeding ticket. No, scam. Don't click the link. So it's almost as if they figured out your time zone.
Mm-hmm.
So they know, or they're taking a wild guess when you would be on the road usually.
And it's like, yeah, you've just been flashed. Click the link for your speeding ticket. And it's even like the link that it gave was like alberta.ca/fines.
And it's fake. Like, you're never going to get a text message with a link. That's just not a thing.
Well, and I think that goes for almost everything, right?
I think you won't
get texts on, I think TELUS or like phone carriers will maybe text you and let you know about.
Yeah, I know Shoppers Drug Mart will if they have like your, if you have a points card.
Okay,
so that's how they get you because like you would think it's real, right?
Yeah, but
scary.
Other payments like who was it that said that they would never do that? Oh, taxes.
Yeah, the CRA will never text you to click a link.
It's crazy though, like how legit it looked, eh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, it's really scary.
Be careful, that one's going around. And there is a 4-liter jug of vodka for sale for under $50.
Yeah, so it's in the type of jug that you would get a 4-liter of milk or water in. And it even has like the outline of Alberta on the front saying made in Alberta.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going for $49.95. This has gone viral because everyone's like either pumped about it or saying this is extremely or could be extremely dangerous.
I saw one in the liquor store the other day, a couple weeks ago, and I said to the guy, have they always been selling them like this?
Yeah, yeah.
And he kind of laughed and said, no.
I've never seen anything like it.
But yeah, it like even looks ridiculous when you see it. But I feel like there's a time and place for it.
Maybe,
like,
yeah.
Let's say you're making, you know, you're having a party with a lot of adults and you're making like a punch.
A hot tub sized punch.
Not a hot tub size.
How many ounces are in that thing? How many ounces are in 4 liters?
I would say probably 130.
So, yeah, okay.
133.
Okay.
I just did the math in my head.
Yeah, you love doing math.
Just kidding.
I just black out. As soon as there's like a basic math question, I just go, I'm like Homer Simpson into the bush.
So it's pretty much the size of like what a Texas Mickey used to be before they made them be a little bit smaller. They used to be 133 ounces.
What are they now? They're around
101.
Okay.
And yeah, so the Texas Mickey is usually like, I don't know, 130, 140 bucks.
Yeah, so this is under $50.
A third the price, pretty much. Yeah, like it could be dangerous. You were like, what if a kid gets it? Well, they're not going to get through more than an ounce before they're like,
they
what?
Realize.
This is the most disgusting thing I've ever tasted.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if we have to worry about the kids in this situation, but like you are worried about people that can't say no.
Yeah, exactly.
Or have like, you know, if they're like falling off the wagon and they walk into the liquor store and they grab one of those bad boys,
well,
like
exactly.
You're in trouble.
That's what I mean. That's why I just feel like it can be a bit dangerous.
But like it.
So is a lot of
a Texas
options.
Mickey. It's just a Texas Mickey.
It's the price tag that goes with it that everyone's a bit concerned about. Like, oh my gosh.
I'm interested in trying it.
Well, yeah, I wonder what it tastes like. I'm guessing...
rough?
Red Tassel.
Yeah, like you're Alberta.
Been there.
Is it the same company that just makes Alberta vodka?
I don't know.
No, it looks like it's like no name. I don't know. It's
yeah,
just
that's exactly it.
Some guy named Dean who's making it out of the back of his van.
Exactly.
When I lived in Poland, we used to get this stuff called Spiritus, and we'd get it in like a Mickey-sized bottle, glass bottle.
This was vodka?
It couldn't be plastic because it would melt through,
right,
apparently.
Well, also that, I'm thinking about that. I'm like, ooh, I don't know.
Yeah, so it was in a glass bottle, but it was so strong, so potent. It was like 96% alcohol or something, like 180, 192 proof. And you would have to pour it into a 2 liter of water, but you have to have the water in first because, like I said, if you just poured the alcohol in, it would like melt the plastic.
So maybe this is like super like watered down,
but then we'd have the 2 liter of what then became pretty much vodka powered alcohol, and we'd make drinks with it.
Okay.
So, like, yeah, this is I don't know if this is much different than that.
Well, this has like no warning label on it. Like, it's the most basic looking 4 liter jug. It's got one sticker on it.
Yeah.
It just says made in Alberta.
If you're just checking out the show, we're talking about the 4 liter milk jugs of vodka that are available. It's just fun to say. The cabinet minister responsible for Alberta's liquor industry is calling out the company that makes it, saying it shouldn't be sold for under $50. He's looking at intervening on prices. But, like, that ticks me off, too.
Oh, yeah, because it's like, what? Well,
some government officials, like, that's too cheap.
We need to make more money off of this.
Like, maybe they should have started with a 2 liter for $25 and then worked their way up. Because it is, like, a little bit surprising to see when you go to the liquor store. You're like, whoa.
Now that we're all aware of this brand, though, next time you go over to your buddy's house and they make you a double Caesar, you're going to know. You're going to be like, was this made in Alberta?
Is that from
a milk jug? Is this from a plastic used milk jug?
Anybody else kind of feel like having a party, though?
Yeah, like we're getting texts now, like Carol in all caps. Where can I find one of these? Carol.
It was the liquor store in Mill Woods in the same parking lot as like O2's and Wendy's. That's where I saw it.
Oh, no. Cassie just wrote in saying, wait, go back. You used to live in Poland, Ryder. Don't get him started. He brings it up any chance he can. You guys have your private conversation on the text line.
Dzień dobry.
Oh, gosh. Here we go.
Anyway, yeah, I kind of want to have a party and get a 4 liter jug and see if I can put together a group to finish it.
Because here's the thing. I bet the hangover lasts for 4 weeks. 4 liters for a 4 week hangover.
Think
from
of
one
the
ounce of it.
Delicious hangover remedy you could make in the jug after you were done.
Oh, Cassie was being sarcastic. So she does know you bring up Poland too much. Perfect.
Well, I almost just swore in Polish at her. Talking about biggest crushes from TV or film. Do you remember the movie Fear?
No.
Okay. That was just a mind-blowing movie, parts of it anyway. Okay, so Alyssa Milano didn't make the list, but we're getting it texted a ton.
Like, I think she's the number one answer on the text line this morning, Ryder.
I'm sorry, it didn't make my list.
Well, come on, get it together. She was big and charmed. Wasn't she in Melrose Place?
Might have been.
Anyway, so she didn't make Ryder's top seven, so people are going to be rioting.
Wait until you hear my list first.
Okay.
I'm bringing the fire. So yesterday you did guy crushes. Today we're doing gal crushes. At number seven, Jessica Rabbit. Why don't you do right like some other
men do. Okay, so people are writing in what Alyssa Milano was in.
Yeah.
That it's like shocking that
oh, we're just
not
gonna
on your list.
Move right on from Jessica Rabbit. Okay.
Who's the boss?
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Tony Danza is the boss.
All right, whatever. Anyway, okay, so Jessica Rabbit coming in at number seven. Who's number six on your list of your 90s celebrity movie TV show crushes?
Halle Berry. And she mainly got like super smoking after 2000.
Catwoman, Swordfish.
Yeah, exactly.
Swordfish.
Yeah, but
it's when she cut her hair that I was like, oh my gosh, she is a model.
We got introduced to her in the 90s and all of our hearts puttered. Coming in at number five, we've got Buffy.
First of all, I'm a vampire slayer. And secondly, I'm retired. Hey, I know. Why don't you kill him?
I'm a watcher. I haven't the skill.
Oh, come on. Stake through the heart, a little sunlight. It's like falling off a log.
She is married to someone that was on my list yesterday.
Really?
Freddie Prinze Jr.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. They've been together forever.
But yeah, there was just something appealing about the fact that she was like so savage in that show. But like,
looks good in a leather jacket.
Yeah. Also just hot.
Can mess anyone up. Okay. Someone just wrote in saying Halle Berry in the Flintstones. Yes.
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 That was the 90s
too. It was
too,
that
yeah.
outfit she was wearing that I was like, oh my gosh.
Woo.
Such a babe.
Coming in at number four. Now, this is for anybody that was like around my age who would have had a crush on somebody a similar age to them in the 90s.
Okay, that makes sense.
Winnie from The Wonder Years.
Shut up. Much you taught me.
Now, that was a specifically huge scene.
Okay, what happens?
Where Kevin was just talking about how she's the only girl he cares about and on, she just said, shut up, and then she kissed him. And I've been chasing that high ever since. coming in at number three, we got Pamela Anderson.
Of course.
Oh, you know what? We could have just put cast of Baywatch.
Yeah.
Because you mentioned Carmen Electra, too. Probably should have made the list. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I like that Pamela's on this list because she's a Canadian queen.
Yeah.
And she's still such a babe to this day. She goes to like red carpet events with zero makeup on.
Yeah. She's kind of embracing that as a thing.
It's
I like
the
it.
Best.
At number two, we have another TV character, Topanga.
from of course.
Boy Meets World. We also had a Boy Meets World.
Yeah, the oldest brother that
he
I
was
I
on
didn't
your
even,
list.
I didn't
yesterday.
Even know his name when I yeah. would watch the show. I didn't care. I was just staring at him. But no, I get why Topanga is on your list. Mm-hmm. Also, the best hair. She had the best hair in the 90s.
I don't know about that.
You think Winnie had better hair?
No, I think our number one spot had the best hair of the 90s. Rachel Green.
Oh!
I mean, isn't that just kick you in the crotch, spit on your neck, fantastic?
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I tried to get the Rachel Green haircut in grade 8. It looked good when I left the salon. You think I could recreate that when I washed my own hair and tried to blow dry it?
Not a chance.
Absolutely not. Did Jennifer Love Hewitt make it on this list?
No, she was an honorable mention that ended up getting bumped because of some of the suggestions that came in.
Man, people are getting really upset on the text line.
What?
Yesterday, everyone was so supportive of my list, even though I put Steve Urkel at number one when he turns into Stefan, and like no one was complaining. Yet this morning, we got, where's Denise Richards? What the heck? Where's Kelly Kapowski?
Kelly Kapowski.
What about Neve Campbell? Neve Campbell. And this is so funny that people are like mad about your list. You know what? There's more than seven hotties from the 90s. It's really hard.
I guess tomorrow we'll do seven more hotties.
It's Ryder and Lisa's 1K Wordplay. Brought to you by Out of Bounds Restaurant.
All right, time to give away $1,000, I hope. We got Paulette on the phone.
Hi.
How are you today?
Doing good. Better now.
Okay.
I'm into money.
Okay, let's do this. So here's how the game works. You're going to pick a teammate, either Lisa or myself, who will leave the room. Whoever is left behind will give you five words and play that 25-second timer. You've got to tell us the first word that comes to mind for each. We'll invite your teammate back in. They'll get the same five words, play the same game, and for every answer that matches, it's $25, but if you hit them all, it's $1,000.
Paulette, who is your teammate?
I know he's feeling overused, so I'm still going to go with Ryder.
Okay, that's fine.
I am feeling a little overused. I'm sitting on some good words. $1,000 words here.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Get out of here. All right, Paulette, I'm going to start your 25-second timer after I say the first word. Good luck.
Okay.
What comes to your mind when I say retainer?
Teeth.
Sizzle.
Fry.
Wave.
Hand.
Grated.
Cheese.
Toilet.
Flush.
Great answers, and still lots of time left on the clock. Let's get Ryder back in here. What are you chewing on? Where did you find food in the hallway? What is that? What are you eating? This is not the time.
I got bored out in the hallway.
You're spitting food everywhere.
I've been going into the hallway so much, I'm starting to get bored, so I found some snacks in one of the office. Just a bag of nuts.
Okay, well, can you chew faster and swallow it? We got some money to give away.
I'm ready.
Ryder, what comes to your mind when I say retainer?
It's a good thing I don't have a retainer in right now with these nuts.
I'd say
teeth.
That's right. $25. What comes to your mind when I say grated? Do you need me to spell that for you? Grated.
Cheese.
Yep, $50. You looked at me like I made up a word or something.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking like grated, like schooling.
Oh, grated. That's why I was like, I think I need to spell this. But no, you figured it out.
I believe it's grated.
That's what I said.
No, you said grated.
All right, we got $50. Let's try and make it to $75. What comes to mind when I say toilet?
There are two words. Flush.
Yes! Oh my gosh, sorry. I didn't mean to yell into the mic there.
I didn't think that one was going to go.
What was the other word you were thinking of?
Bathroom.
Oh,
paper.
Okay. Oh, yeah, toilet paper. That's also another good one.
Dump.
All right, we got $75. Let's make it to $100. What comes to your mind when I say wave?
Ocean.
Hand.
Oh,
I know. And you sounded so confident. Like, you were so pumped. You're like, we're making it to 100.
I thought for sure we were.
Dang, that sucks. It's okay. We still can because there's still one more word. What comes to mind when I say sizzle?
Sizzle. Barbecue?
Fry is what Paulette said. Okay, who is the sweet baby angel that is cheerleading in the background?
We stopped for coffee, so she asked me for attendance. Charlotte. She's just under two.
Oh, Charlotte.
So Timbit's her life right now.
I hope you got her a Timbit.
Yeah, she better get her Timbit.
I did.
Awesome. So you picked up $75. Thank you so much for playing, Paulette. Have a great day.
Thank you. Thanks.
Next chance to play is tomorrow morning at 7:50. I cut her off there by accident.
Yeah, it's okay. She's on hold.
But she's busy.
Yeah, we didn't hang up. Don't worry.
Kelvin Harris's partner.
Wife
has said that when he's not around, she cranks up Taylor Swift.
Because he dated Taylor Swift in the past.
Right, so.
But it's kind of strange. Like, why can't you play it in front of him? Is he that?
Well, it's just you probably wouldn't want to.
Yeah, maybe. But she says, like, as soon as he leaves, she'll, like, turn her up real loud. It's so funny because Taylor Swift has won over, like, all of her exes' wives.
Yeah, yeah.
She's, like, friends with all of them.
Well, I feel like Kelvin and her didn't have a terrible breakup either.
Yeah, maybe
like,
not.
Just felt like it kind of fizzled. I don't know for sure. Like, who knows what's happening behind closed doors.
But... here's her quote. So her name's Vic Hope, by the way. We should probably name her. As soon as my husband goes away, I listen to Taylor Swift. That's just when I get my little fill. Just a little fill. Just a couple of songs. Get it out of my system. And then it's done.
That's a great quote.
That's so good.
So our question is, what do you do when you got the house to yourself? What do you do when your partner's gone?
Yeah, what's like the first order of business?
Kids are gone.
Because this seems to be hers.
Yeah.
Like, as soon as the door closes, she's like,
shake it up. Shake it up. 780-784-7107. Feel free to hit us up. We'd like as many answers as possible on this one.
Yeah, and it doesn't necessarily have to be someone that you're in a relationship with. It could be your when your roommates leave. When your kids are out of the house playing in the backyard, what's the first thing you're doing?
So for me, it's I'll test out recipes that I think look really good, but I think nobody else would enjoy as much as me.
Yeah, that's fair.
Like, for some reason, you don't like carbonara, even though you love pasta. Is it the egg portion?
Yeah, I don't mind it, but I'd rather have other sauces.
Okay.
And I know, like, our roommate Justin doesn't like seafood at all.
Right.
So if he's not around,
I do like a seafood carbonara.
It's seafood city.
Let's go.
And what's something that your daughter loves, but when she's at her mom's, you'll cook it? Oh, sorry. Something your daughter hates. So well, when she's not home, you'll cook it. She's actually pretty good with most food.
Yeah, she is actually.
But as soon as I say I don't like something, she kind of
mimics it.
Mimics,
yeah, it's
yeah.
Awful. Anyway.
She's like, I also don't like carbonara.
Like,
you're like, you don't even
when?
Know what that is. She's so funny.
What do you do when you got the house to yourself?
Naked.
Like, you'll do anything naked?
Yep.
Like, clean?
I've actually gone out of my way to text the neighbors to be like, am I the naked neighbor? Like, do you see me? Because I feel like the blinds upstairs, like, they're not actually good at covering what's
happening
inside.
If we didn't have stalkers coming by before.
It's not like I'm up against the window. I'm just using the opportunity to, like, when I'm showering, I can take my clothes and, like, put them in the laundry chute, no problem. I'm not walking around for hours. Sorry, I should have clarified that.
Yeah, well, you didn't clarify.
I'm not, like, sitting on a leather couch, like, eating a bag of chips.
Sometimes I'll text the neighbors and say, hey,
I'm just curious.
Can you see my set right now?
No, it's just when I'm, like, walking from the bathroom to, like, the laundry room.
Sorry,
or, or if I know I'm home alone, I'll, like, get home from the gym and I'll still have my sweaty clothes on and I'll take them off.
Got it.
In the laundry room, toss them in, and then walk up to the shower naked.
Question.
No problem.
At what point do you text the neighbors about your nudity? Is it after you're dressed?
No, it's just there was one time I inquired.
While you were,
like,
naked?
No. I just said, quick question. Have you ever seen... because there's a big window when you're going up the stairs.
Yeah.
And sometimes when I'm going from the laundry room up to the shower...
because if...
I just don't know.
All I'm saying is if you texted the neighbor and said... hey, I'm naked right now. Can you see me?
No.
They'll get the wrong idea for sure. They'll be like, yeah, okay, be right over.
No, that's not my intention.
Well,
I was just making sure. And they were just like, LOL, no, we've never seen you naked, Lisa. It's all good. Look at how many people are writing in that they get naked. I think it's going to be the most popular answer. So we're asking you, what's the first thing you do when your partner leaves the house, your kids are out of the house, your roommates are gone, it's just you? How many of you are, like, lighting up a dart right there in the kitchen? Admit it.
What? Nobody's smoking in the kitchen in 2024.
Yeah, maybe you're right. But they might head out to the garage.
Yeah, that's more like it,
or in
really.
The backyard openly. Light it up.
780-784-7107. AJ says, I holler curse words on the toilet. Awesome.
I love this one from Kelsey because I think this is more relatable than we understand. I like to get a family-sized spinach dip and eat it for dinner. oh my gosh, when you don't have to cook for a family or a group of people and you can just eat cheese. Like, you could just have a block of cheese for dinner and nobody's watching.
First order of business when everybody leaves the house.
Yeah, it seems like trashy snacks seem to be a very popular answer this morning.
Can you explain trashy snacks to me?
Okay, so here's an example because I've been inquiring. Like, what in your mind is something that you eat that could be to someone else watching you a bit unhinged? And this one here says salted crackers with peanut butter and chocolate chips.
That's okay, that amazing. is a bit trashy. I like it.
Yeah, I think the more dips you have, the better too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you have like an array of them surrounding you on the couch while you watch reality TV or something.
So it's
of
a big
sort.
Dip moment. Yeah, trash TV probably fits in there. Dan says they watch something else.
Yeah, I think you all know what that would be.
Boom, ba-tsh, boom. Boom.
Boom. Cassie wrote in because I said I like to get naked like immediately and I'll walk from the bathroom to the laundry chute to like throw my dirty clothes down there. No problem. She's like, I completely bypassed the naked part and got stuck on the fact that you have a laundry chute. People are always so fascinated by a laundry chute.
Yeah, that's actually the first thing I do when I get the house to myself. I finally jump down the laundry chute.
Ryder,
like I've always wanted.
That is so dangerous. Don't do that.
What do you got for us?
Well, I crank the karaoke because I don't have teenagers here to criticize me.
I love that. So you just sing your heart out.
Yeah.
What's
it's
your
free for all in my house?
What's the first song on your karaoke playlist?
Oh, Tennessee Whiskey.
Oh, she's a country girl.
No, I'm totally not. I'm really more like I see Tennessee Whiskey to me is like kind of more bluesy. I'm like, I don't know. I have Evanescence on there.
Wow, bring me to life.
I'm really bipolar when it comes to my music. I'm like this well-rounded, middle-aged woman who'll just, it's weird.
Just try, do you ever use any items in your house as a fake microphone?
I will not admit that.
Well, there was nothing inappropriate with that question. You could have said a ladle.
People just grab a whisk out of the container on the kitchen and just be like, yeah, no.
It would line up with Tennessee Whiskey.
Ooh, whisk about it.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 780-784-7107. What do you get up to when you got the place to yourself? Hit us up. We are joined by Jason from Edmonton's newest liquidation store, Flair Liquidation. Before we get into your new hours of operation to serve your customers better, we need to talk about summer coming and the fact that you are loaded up with stuff.
Yeah, let's hear about it.
Yeah, so we basically switched over all inventory over to the summer stock. So we have a ton of bikes, paddle boards, air mattresses, camping cots, sleeping bags, everything you need for summer preparation. The store is already full, plus we've got another 100 pallets of stock that haven't even been opened yet. We got tons of stuff ready to go.
Appliances as well, I'm reading.
Yes, yeah, so we just got another 20 pallets of appliances that just came in. So that's all new stuff for people to browse through as well.
Tell us about your new extended hours, Jason.
Monday to Friday, we're running from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Saturdays 10 to 6, and we've included Sundays now 12 to 5.
And where can people find you?
At 510-8170 50th Street, and online we're at flairliquidation.com.
The Ryder and Lisa Podcast.
Brought to you by Yegg Property Pros. Powered by Real Broker. Get a realtor who knows. Call the pros.
Play 107.